Household debt has topped $8 trillion for the first time, according to a new Federal Reserve report. Some analysts are worried about the ability of Americans to pay off their debts and say a surge in defaults could have drastic effects on the economy and the markets. But Bill Cheney, an economist with John Hancock Financial Services, believes debt has its upside.
Consumer debt is at an all-time high, essentially because consumer incomes are growing, the economy keeps growing, and people keep borrowing and spending more.
Are these home loans, auto loans?
It's all kinds of loans. Home loans have absolutely boomed during the last 5 years with low interest rates and, until very recently, a prosperous economy. But even now, with the economy in trouble and interest rates very low, home ownership has reached record levels. So that's one of the biggest factors in the increase in overall debt statistics, is simply more people have a mortgage.
Should there be concern that consumer debt has increased so dramatically?
I tend to think that consumer debt is actually a sign of how good things are rather than how bad things are. What one has to worry about, I think, is the fact that if something else makes the economy go down, then the flow of new lending might be choked off. And so there's more potential for a steeper downturn.
Yeah, people lose their jobs.
Right. So if people lose their jobs, if interest rates go up unexpectedly for some extraneous reason, raising the cost of various categories of debt, then you have the potential that a whole source of funding for consumer spending goes away.
What does the increased debt mean for the economy?
On the whole, the increased debt has been a good thing. If you look back at the last cycle or two in the U.S. economy, we've had actually very mild recessions, and the main reason has been that consumer spending has been relatively stable. Consumer spending has been cushioned to a great extent by the fact that, in addition to their current labor income, people can sort of smooth things over the cycle with more and less borrowing.
What happens to the economy if people use more money to pay off their debt and less money to buy stuff?
It's one of these tricky little sort of long-term versus short-term issues. In the long term, the best thing for the U.S. economy is if consumers would only save more. Then we could be investing more to generate more growth in the long term. But right now, with the economy weak, you don't want consumers to be saving. You want them to be spending and getting the economy moving again at a better speed. In the longer term, it's a good thing. But right now, it would be a source of concern.
And if the economy takes much longer to recover, won't the debt lead to a lot more bankruptcies?
For the short term, I don't think it's such a big problem because interest rates are so low. The fact is that if you can get an adjustable rate mortgage for 4.5%, the debt burden in the sense of the amount of capital that you've borrowed may be substantial, but the monthly payments aren't that insupportable at all. And I don't think those interest rates are going to go back up again until the economy is once more humming along at a decent pace. In the short term, it isn't a problem. Longer term, you have to hope that people will be responsible about paying down this debt and saving more.
Bill Cheney is an economist with John Hancock Financial Services.